Hare Krishna. It is a great pleasure, but more of an honor to be invited by all of you or by the managers of this daily class to give a class. I also want to greet my exalted God brothers. I hope I say something elevating something which is helpful for your own spiritual life, wherever you are at this moment. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, can someone please help me? Seven, eight. Yes, it's here. We are reading from the seventh canto, chapter 8, text 53. Shri Kim Purusha Uchuhu. Vayam King Purushas Tvam Tu. Vayam king purushas tvam tu.
Vayam king purushas tvam tu.
Maha purusha ishvaraha. Maha purusha ishvaraha. Ayam kupurusho nashto. Ayam kupurusho nashto. Dik kritaha sadubir yada. Dik krita sadubir yada. Vayam king purushastvam tu. Purusha Ishvara. Ayanku Purusho Nashto. Dikrita Sadubiyada. Vayankin Purushastvantu. Mahapurusha Ishvara. Ayam ku purusho nashto. Dikrita sadubiyada. Yes, someone else, please. Kim purusha uchuhu. The inhabitants of King Purusha Loka said. Vayam vi. King Purusha, the inhabitants of King Purusha Loka, or insignificant living entities. Tvam, your lordship. To, however, Mahapurusha, the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvaraha, the supreme controller. Ayam, this. Kupurushaha, most sinful person Hiranyakashipu. Nashtaha, slain. Dikritaha, being condemned. Sadubihi, by the saintly persons. Yada, Amen. Translation. Those of you who joined the Bhagavatam reading in succession, it is good if you know the content. This is when different leaders or different residents of different planetary systems and also leaders of the universe spoke to or prayed to Nrsimhadev after he had slain the terrible demon Hiranyakashipu and delivered the universe from the fierce anger of this demon. So here are the inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka. They say, we are insignificant living entities, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. Therefore, how can we offer suitable prayers unto you? When this demon was condemned by devotees because they were disgusted with him, he was then killed by you. Purport. The cause of the Supreme Lord's appearance upon this earth is stated in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself. I think some of you know the Sanskrit. Please join me. Yada yada hi dharmasya glaniya bhavati bharata abhyutam amma dharmasya tadatmanam shrijamyam paritanaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decrease in religious principles and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord appears in order to execute two kinds of activities: to kill the demons and to protect the devotees. When the devotees are too disturbed by the demons, the Lord certainly appears in different incarnations to give the devotees protection. The devotees following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj should not be disturbed by the demoniac activities of the non-devotees. Rather, they should stick to their principles as sincere servants of the Lord, and they should rest assured that the demoniac activities directed against them will not be able to stop their devotional service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Vakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Haskatyare Satarine. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Tina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi pranamami hari priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Vancha Kalpata Dubaisya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before coming here, I was presenting, thinking about the class and composing the elements, and read the verse. And at that time I remembered that when Srila Prabhupada translated and commented this, we faced in Germany really very, very strong opposition. The government of Germany, the highest authority in the worldly sense, had been incited from two sides to crash down on the Hare Krishna movement. There was a strong anti-sect propaganda by the Evangelic Church, which the other churches had joined, and it was really only or mainly focused on the Hare Krishna movement, because we were the most visible. We were chanting everywhere and distributing really massive quantities of books. And the other side was a state's attorney. You know, that is a lawyer by the government, who I think his wife had read Prabhupada's books. He had some psychological difficulty with the movement. He felt some jealousy or something which only a psychologist could explain. He was really unreasonable, ferocious, and angry. So they had motivated the government to crash down on the devotees, and there was a massive raid by the police with guns and everything like you find it in the movies. It was really dramatic. And at that time, Prabhupada was translating the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, and he wrote us a letter very much in tune with today's verse. What he said in the letter was that your struggle in Germany will be won. You will be victorious by the grace of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And he encouraged us at that time to turn to the Lord as our only helper and protector, which we did. A little afterwards we installed Lord Nrisimhadeva on his order. And see, he said here, the devotees who follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj should not be disturbed by the demoniac activities of the non-devotees. Rather, they should stick to their principles as sincere servants of the Lord, and they should rest assured that the demoniac activities directed against them will not be able to stop their devotional service. So we followed this advice of Srila Prabhupada. We understood, you know, when the state doesn't give you protection any longer, you're really in bad shape. So we understood, well, let's turn now to Krishna. We prayed, and everything came out very, very nice. I will give you the heading of one newspaper article. The terrible monster of our movement, the newspaper article, has revealed itself to be only a cookie monster, because they distribute all the time cookies in the court, in the law court, and everyone eats cookies. And then there was an article how the judge and the lawyers and everyone was won over by our prasadam distribution while the court proceeding was going on. They were extremely good cookies. And the lawyers were all filled up till here with cookies, and in this way, this headline. In other words, they are all right, leave them alone. So, yes, this may be good advice for all of us in times of difficulties. Maybe it doesn't have to be so dramatic, but maybe there's a misunderstanding with someone in your life, or maybe you have a very bad cough or a bad cold, and when you get it in Vrindavan, you always think, I will die today or tomorrow, you know. And take exclusive shelter. Follow your devotional principles in your life and take exclusive shelter. I just wanted to give my own understanding, because we got this letter from Srila Prabhupada where he said in the terrible danger, don't worry, just keep on with your devotional life, your devotional principles, and take shelter exclusively in the Lord. So how to take shelter in the Lord, and how to experience the bhakti with nectar. This will be the subject matter of this lecture. My dear devotees, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says the Krishna, or he quotes the Gita, where Krishna says that he doesn't appear just one time, as he did when he appeared as Lord Nrsingadev, but appears always, whenever, in fact, and wherever there is a decrease in religious principles and a prominent rise in irreligion. At that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. Now in Kali Yuga, the Lord came in three incarnations. According to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the one Lord came in the Kali Yuga as his original form, at the Vigraha, the deity, and the Naam avatar. And if you want to follow the incarnation of the Lord for this Kali Yuga and find shelter in your life, at that time you need to sincerely think about the mission or the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you need to think about the means, that is the sadhana, the spiritual practice which he gave. See, there is a great difference between what most of us do in spiritual life and that what a few do. Most of us look for relief. Relief means when you're hungry, you find relief, and when you eat something, when you're tired, you sleep. When you're miserable, you join a spiritual movement which promises instant results. But you must know, you will be hungry again, you will be tired again, and you will be miserable even in the Hare Krishna movement. To look for relief is something very much different from looking for shelter. When you look for shelter, you close the chapter of your material relief programs. When you look for shelter, you sincerely think about a relationship and hopefully improving and increasingly real relationship with the personality where you look for shelter. Do you understand? Well, if I'm really looking for shelter, if the dogs are running after me and I know I need someone and knock at the door, the dogs of Vrindavan are running behind me. Maybe this is not a good example. Maybe there is rain or a thunderstorm or whatever, and you really look for shelter. That means you must come under a roof and you must be accepted by a person who brings you inside and shelters you and protects you entirely and takes care of your entire situation entirely. This looking for shelter is very, very rare, but it comes when you think or when you understand there are really no other means of protection. There are no other shelters in my life. I need to now find shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. I have tried everything else. I must take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Now at that time, you have to ask yourself the question, how do I do this? And in this age of Kali, the Lord came to explain how to do that. He descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave what is called an upaya. Upaya is a means, a vehicle, a process, if you so want, how to take shelter. In the Antya Leela, we find a very wonderful conversation where the Lord really sums the essence of his message up. He talks to Swarup Damoda and Ramananda Roy in his room, the Gambira in Puri. Gambira, very deep. That's where he stayed for the last so and so many years of his presence in this age. And he said, my dear Swarup Damoda and my dear Ramananda, I want to tell you something important. And then it is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj, his voice became full with jubilation. It is joy. He said, the main upaya, the means and the process how to attain love of Krishna is Nam Sankirtan, to chant the holy name. And he said, this will initiate the flow of the waves of love of Godhead. This chanting the holy name will initiate. Initiate can also mean start something in your life. It will start the flow of love of Godhead. And by love of Godhead, you establish that relationship. Your shelter is not just a religious belief. It's not something you believe in. It's something that you experience every day as a parishanu bhava, means a direct experience in your life. This is what bhakti is supposed to bring. It's not just an intellectual concept like jnana. It's a parishanu bhava, a direct experience. This chanting will bring you to this direct experience of a loving relationship where you are absolutely sheltered and do not even, you cannot think of needing anything more or else. No? This brings you there. Now, this what Lord Chaitanya says here is really based on the teachings of the Bhagavatam. Our proof for all spiritual things, also what the Gaudiya Vaishnavas say, must be found in the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, let us express positively, it must be placed securely on the fundament of the tattva of the Bhagavatam, which is a scripture also for this age. There in the Bhagavatam, you will find this wonderful verse, which I think most of you know. Kalya dosha niderajan asti eka mahatkunan kirtanat eva ganesya. No, oh sorry. Kirtanat eva krishnasya, not Ganesh, not Shiva. Kirtanat eva krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. This age of Kali, there are many mistakes. And Shukadev Goswami describes what the mistakes is. Everything is here impure, he says. The substances which you want to touch and offer to the Lord are impure. The processes are impure. Your mind is impure. Everything is full of mistakes. Everything is full of mistakes. But there is one good quality, that is the Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. It has to be Krishna's name. The Kirtan of Lord Krishna. Mukta Sangha, that liberates you from all this. And Param Vrajet, it brings you to the highest goal. Some bridge Parsi say Param Vraja. It brings you to Vraja. But let them say this. They are bridge Parsis. So this is the main means of Krishna. Now, I do know that many of you expected a new insight in this lecture, and you say, again he speaks about chanting. We hear this in every lecture. Maharaji, don't always repeat yourself. Don't repeat what others have spoken. Say something new. Wait, something will come. Yes, chanting everyone knows, but how to chant, that you make a direct experience of being sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna with a loving relationship. This is a question. To answer this question, let us turn to a purport of Jiva Goswami, who says that there is the process, there's bhakti with nectar and there's bhakti without nectar. There's, in other words, spiritual or devotional service where you experience some relationship with Krishna, and there is devotional service without that nectar of Krishna consciousness, where you just follow mechanically without ever touching the essence of what it's all about. Devotional service which has which is alive, which is not a dead wire, but which is a live wire. Devotional service which can uplift your life and transform you entirely has to have three qualities according to Rupa Goswami. The first is you must do it for Krishna. The second is it's a cheshta. Welcome. The monkeys have come. It's a cheshta. It's a conscious effort where you use your body, your mind, and your words. And the third quality which bhakti must have to qualify as bhakti is that it must be anushilanam. It means it must have a favorable intention that this is meant to please Krishna. Let us translate this into the experience of most of us. Let us say yesterday. Many of us yesterday came. Hello. Came to the Damodar Ashtaka evening and to Lokanath Maharaj's kirtan. So we sat in the kirtan. If you want the kirtan to qualify as bhakti, if you want your yesterday to be something which you do with where you experience nectar, you must, first of all, when you sit down, know this is not about meeting people. This is not about me here being in time and being seen this is about Krishna. I am here now. I'm the least important person at this moment. Let's stick my mobile phone, my little monster, away. I don't want to check the news and so on. Let me also greet everyone as much as needs to be. But then, now, I want to sing for Krishna. The next thing is, you must bring your mind. You must look at Krishna. You must think, I'm your part. For so many long years, my Lord, I have completely forgotten you. Today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Bring your mind or your heart. Yesterday, this place sounded like a train station in the beginning because everyone had their mind and hearts on the mobile phones and on the computers and on the last discussions and the last frustration in their shopping at Loy Bazaar and so on. And with where's your heart? Where's your mind? If you don't bring this, no bhakti with nectar, just something, some shell, something empty. Finally, words or a voice must be there. Sing loud, sing for Krishna. Don't talk in between with someone else. What else? on a body. Be there, sit, dance, whatever. And finally, Anukulya, it should give pleasure for Krishna. Sing beautifully as you can. Sing the entire mantra. Listen when it's time to listen. Be there to please Krishna. Then all of a sudden, my dear devotees, you will feel a revolution in your consciousness. You will feel, have I chanted the first time? This is so good. And you are totally focused. Another thing is, you do services during the day. If it is for bhakti and not for your own results or making money or whatever, you must learn to do this for Krishna. Use your body, mind, very important, your mind, and words and all this what you have and then do it with a favorable intention for Krishna. This is how you find shelter in the age of Kali. This is where you can escape the dark night of illusion. The flashes are there and that shivering cold. This is where you find your shelter, in the beautiful cottage of the Lord's lotus feet. No? This is very important. Otherwise, bhakti without nectar. And what will a person do who has bhakti without nectar? He will try to find some replacement for his hungry soul in material attachments and will become more frustrated. Material attachments to position, material attachments to money, to gross sensual diversions, and so on. There, you will helplessly remain stuck as an eternal greenhorn in the Hare Krishna movement, a neophyte. In Vrindavan there is a saying, you never know who is playing or who is praying. You never know who is playing, means pretending, or who is praying, who is really putting himself in. It's a subtle switch which not many people will recognize, and it's not necessary for many people to recognize. It's necessary for one person or two persons to recognize that this person doesn't play around any longer. He is praying now. This is a person who looks for shelter. And I wish to say again, then this wonderful ecstatic things come. Rupa Goswami says what exactly comes when you practice your devotional service, like said in this Anyabhilashita verse, this first verse said, you know, for bhakti to qualify, three elements have to be there. He says, pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. It's taken care. This is for someone who practices on the beginning stage. You will be relieved. Like Prabhupada wrote to us here, you should stick to the principles as sincere servants of the Lord. And rest assured that the demoniac activities directed against you will not be able to stop devotional service. No, this is something consistent. So it gives relief. It's a byproduct. Second, pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. But you must do this unadulterated. You must take your distractions out. You must take your, let me say, your not being present out, and you must focus. So this is for Krishna's, and I will use my body and my mind and my senses, and I will try to give him pleasure. Then so much auspiciousness will start. Whoa. It starts with your astrology may still be bad, but you're not affected. You think, I'm in my Shani phase, am I in my Sati Sati phase, but I feel so good. What is happening? You practice devotional service. You practice bhakti the way it is done. Then it continues. It gives you automatically transcendental pleasure and and a higher results are given as the states, as you advance from the beginner states, and you get finally bhava, some feeling for Krishna in your heart, which will attract Krishna to you, so that you will always be in Krishna's presence. But I wanted to come to this point. You need to do this in the process. First of all, in the process, which Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given for this age, the Nam Sankirtan. You need to learn to surrender here first. Start with the holy name. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, his instructions to chant 16 rounds, listen carefully, without offenses, is the most important. Here is your entry, here is your path, and here is your goal, to chant with full affection. I will need to now come to the end. I would like to end by sharing with all of you a simple process in chanting, which is taken from the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. There, it is said, one should take the mantra as a bow, place the living entity, the pure living entity, on it, and then bring it to the target, the lotus feet of Krishna. Who of you has some experience in archery? Taking a bow, and then what do? This is an example given for chanting, and I think this will help you, because it is a very good image. It's from the Shastras. This is repeated in Matsya Purana and even Devi Purana. There are many quotations. It comes back again and again. When you chant, my dear devotees, your chanting should go somewhere. It shouldn't be like an arrow which you shoot and bang, it goes into the decoration, and bang, the decoration comes down or so. You must target your chanting purposefully. You must think that this is for Krishna. It's Krishna's holy name. Hare, this is Radha. Radha Rani, please. And then Krishna, please accept me in your service. You target it. You bring yourself, you have to dust off the things which are not yourself, your material distractions. Just bring yourself, it says the pure self, not the adulterated self, which is heaped with so many upadis. Just bring yourself. And then, my dear devotees, chant Hare Krishna, and then let go. Like an archer. He takes the target, then he puts the arrow, then he takes the bow, and then he lets the bow do everything. everything. When you chant by targeting, focusing on Krishna, this is what Rupa Goswami also said, remember the earlier verse, and you make an effort, means you put your mind and your body into this, and you draw it really the bow, and you put yourself there, the servant of Krishna, I'm only your servant. Then you say, please accept me in your service, and you fly to Krishna. Pum! Full hit in archery, but we don't want to talk so aggressively in devotional practices. It's yes, bhakti with nectar. Very important. If you don't do this, you might be wasting your time when if it comes to your actual pursuance of your goal of life, reaching Krishna. You must do this with bhakti. I would like to end by telling you a little story which I heard. There was once a great Swami, very well known, 200 years ago. And he knew the Shastras in and out, and he went to Mother Ganga to make an elaborate Ganga Puja. So as he was going to Mother Ganga, he passed a cobbler shoemaker, and the shoemaker said, Swamiji, yes, you going to Mother Ganga for puja? Yes. Swamiji, I also would like to come, but I have not sold anything today and my family is hungry. I have to stay. Can you please take these flowers which I intended to offer to Mother Ganga? And when your puja is finished, you can just throw the flowers on my behalf. Okay, said the Swami, let's do some good works today. Give me. Then Swamiji sat down. Perfect puja. And offered incense, a sari, a coconut, everything. And at the end, he thought, well, I promised this. I don't know, but okay. He threw the flowers of the shoemaker. I need the flowers still. And that moment, my dear devotees, an arm came out of the Ganga with beautiful golden and unearthly bangles and took the flowers. Another hand came and offered a beautiful bangle bag. This was the arm of Mother Ganga. This was the bangle as it is described in Shastra. The gesture was, take, Swamiji, take. The Swami took the priceless golden bangle which Mother Ganga had given when she received the two flowers. He thought, let me impress the king here. Swamiji is not a pure Swamiji. Let me impress the king. So he brought the flowers to the king. This king had a very devoted wife who worshipped Krishna. The king thought, let me impress my wife that I'm also a religious person, then she will be favorably inclined towards me. And he gave that bangle which he had received from Swamiji. The Queen said, "Wonderful! This is a priceless bangle which I will give for my lord." And she gave the bangle for the lord. But then the next day she came, "My dear husband, two bangles need to be there. This is one bangle only. Please give me the matching bangle. Then I will know that you are a devoted person. I think you bought two bangles, but you kept one for yourself and gave one for Krishna, isn't it?" So the husband was, "I wanted to impress my wife." "Oh, no, yes, two bangles need to be there. It's set, no? It belongs together." So he went to Swamiji and said, "Swamiji, I need to get another bangle also." Swamiji said, "Where did you get your bangle from?" "Well, I offered puja to Ganga and I got from Ganga Devi this bangle." "Okay, offer another puja." So the king and Swamiji went to the banks of the Ganga and they offered another puja. Everything. No hand came and no bangle came. "Swamiji, you have lied to me. You said when you did your puja, then you got these bangles for Mother Ganga. Now I tested you. You are just like all these Swamijis, talking, and cheating." You know, Indians have made, not Hare Krishna Swamis, but other Swamis may sometimes not be correct. So then Swamiji was under pressure. He said, "It was not actually my flowers, it was the flowers from the shoemaker." "You have cheated me, Swamiji," said the king. "You have said your puja. It was the puja, it was the flowers of the shoemaker. Go to the shoemaker, get another set of flowers." So Swamiji did it, and he prayed, "Mother Ganga, I'm slowly getting humble, I'm getting correct, I will worship you, this devotee, your shoemaker. I will also become a devotee, don't worry, I got the lesson. Please take these flowers." At this moment, the hand came, delivered the other bangle, and Swamiji gave it to the king. The king gave it to his wife, and everything went well. What did Swamiji learn from this lesson? He learned that there's a difference between playing and praying. There is a difference which all of us have to learn between bhakti, where you just follow the externals, and bhakti, where you do it according to Rupa Goswami. My dear devotees, I'm not saying this because I think I no, I'm a bad person, but I do know one thing. That this, what Srila Prabhupada says, this what our acharyas have said, is something which is true. And it is something, if we study it, and if we apply it properly, that it will give the promised results, like it gives relief from all kinds of material distress, and the life is starting to become auspicious. No? This really works. So I encourage you to take out of this class a simple formula. If you're a philosophical person, remember the first verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anukuryena Krishna nu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. No, what is it? Anyabilasita Shunyam Jnana Kanavya Navritam Anukriyena Krishna nu shilanam bhakti uttamana. Now I will only go to this two second lines of this verse. It must be done for Krishna with body, mind and senses, and it must be done with the favorable intention to please, to give pleasure. If you are a person who is more visual, not so much philosophically astute of how to say, then remember the archery image. Bring your attention to the goal. That is what the archer needs to know. Where do I shoot now? Then bring yourself. The pure means get away all the things which you are not. Just get down on your knees and understand, Krishna, I'm your servant. And then you pull the bow, or use your body, mind and intelligence to chant the mantra, and you will see bhakti with nectar, where you make a direct experience of Krishna consciousness, which absolutely shelters you so that you do not need to run for relief anywhere else than to continue your devotional service. Please take this, please take it with you, do it today. I know most devotees forget everything in the morning class when you ask them, what was it about? Something about Krishna consciousness. Maybe they remember a story. But no, they also forget. So please, this time, just do it. You need to do it to experience it. Thank you very much for giving your attention so long. I wish you all the best in your Krishna consciousness. Please shower your mercy so that also something comes into my dry heart. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.